marketing director.
Sure.
Anyways.
He's shot away, I'm not sure if he's late or delayed or whatever, so. I'm gonna start something that don't have much time anyway.
Oh, there he
Okay.
is.
Sorry,
Sorry.
okay.
Little bit of
I don't
little
know,
problem with
about to start, so let's see. Okay, welcome again today, functional design phase. I take you over the minutes of last meeting, okay, that was just to get to know each other, have a little thoughts on what your vision is on this project, so. I put the minutes on the, I made on the, the project chair, so if you wanna review them, they're there. I'll do so after every meeting. So if you have some information, we'll take back right there. Anyways, today a free presentation for every one of you. After that, I got some new project requirements from project board, so I'm gonna go up over those later. But I wanna start with the stuff you did first, so we can see what everybody came up with. And after that, we can have the new requirements and share some thoughts. So, who would like to go first?
Sure.
Take it.
There was a little problem with my computer, so not the whole presentation.
Anyway, see what you have.
Yeah. Okay. And
I saw it.
I want to open the minds.
No, no. Close on your own notebook, I guess.
It's okay. Yes, the functional requirements, it's very important for the user who wants to, the method we used, it's not a slide because it went wrong, but the method we used, we tested it with 100 men, and we asked them to what the remote feel like and what's important.
Is it people or men?
People, sorry.
Okay.
Both women.
But only men.
Yeah. Okay. The findings, 75% of the users find most remote controls ugly.
That's pretty shocking.
So
yeah.
We have to do something about that.
Yeah, most of they want to spend money for a better system, for better remote control. So we can do a little nice things with it, and the use, yeah, the use set a lot. So that's the most important things. Oh yeah, not all is it on my PowerPoint presentation.
Okay,
the relevant buttons are the power, the channel selection, and the volume selection. It's the most basic buttons the user wants to use. Less important is teletext. They use it, but it's not very important. On a scale of 0 to 10, they 6.5. But not important is the channel selection.
That's a little weird.
Which channel?
No. That's very important. But not so important is audio settings, display settings, and
okay, we can hide those in our menu or something. Okay.
New preferences. And B, to find your control. That was also in the test. The most people find it irritating. When they cannot find their remote control, so I think it's B to sound it and you can find it. And another thing they want was speech recognition, so they can say what they want, let's go to channel 1, that's kind of things. And they want maybe an LCD screen to look at what's on every channel.
Or have a little preview on the remote control.
Yeah.
Preview what's on the channel.
Is that manageable? Because it sounds pretty expensive to.
It sounds too it's possible that's a thing that's expensive to continue.
Yeah. My personal preferences is a button for my favorite channel, so I can so I can set to my quick to my favorite channel what I so the remote must see or must see what my preferences are for which
Okay,
channel,
don't type
so I
yourself,
can
just
set to
remember the channel that you're on most, for example.
What?
You want it to be programmed, for example,
Yeah.
you program or you want it to recognize your favorite channel. Let's see, you
Recognize.
spend 20 minutes each day on that channel,
Yeah.
so it recognizes your favorite channel.
Yeah, that's what my personal preference is.
Okay, so it doesn't it recognizes itself, you don't have to set
Yeah,
it. Okay.
itself. Maybe it's easier to set it, but
Okay.
I don't know, it's manageable.
I see.
We will see. Yeah, it's a little bit it's the end of it. It's a
Okay.
little bit I lost the computer crashed, so
No problem, it's okay.
So almost.
Yeah, go ahead.
So some technical functions. Basically, I have some issues which you discussed earlier. Let's just start with the method. Sounds really easy. What does the user do? What does the remote control do? But there are quite some issues. So the things I'm going to concentrate on are the user aspects, because the technical aspect, that's pretty much covered. We can do that. What goes wrong with the user? Gets the remote control. Where is the remote control? We've all had it once. I want to watch some television. Where's the remote control? That was one of your ideas which you posted in the network folder. Really good idea. These are just the issues. I come to some personal experience findings, possible solutions later. Searches for the button. There are many buttons on a remote control which are not there. So either we lose those or we try to make it a little bit more clear. Also, symbols tend to fade after a while. There's nothing more annoying than faded symbols because you don't know which channel is this button. So possibly we could find
Okay, so make it more
something for
durable.
that. Yes.
Okay.
Covered that. Oh yes, the user presses the button. Usually when you have a lot of buttons are small. So you press more once, remote control goes
So
kablooey
those
or something like that. So we have to pay attention not to put too many buttons on the remote control. And possibly also the size, so more important buttons,
Just yeah,
bigger size.
make them bigger. Even
So this
more
is
durable.
basically what I had in mind in that. Fade-proof symbols, locator, a sound, so clear. We should stick to existing symbols, but maybe we could do a little investigation to see whether some symbols are need to be replaced by others. This I pretty much covered. So what we want to go to is not this one, but more, less buttons, easy, some bigger buttons. So that's basically what I had in mind. This is not the final design, this is
No, of
just a
course.
general idea of how I'd like to see
Much
basically the
editing.
general idea. So that was it.
That was it. Okay, that's good. So we agree on the part that we need to get something on the other remote to find it somewhere
Yeah, I think
if we
it's a really
didn't.
good idea.
The durability of the thing. So the other aspect we'll just see what you came up with, what's possible for that budget.
Few questions that need to be answered. You already talked about it a little bit. Which buttons are wanted? Is our remote control universal or should it be programmable? If it should be programmable, then we need something like a mode that you can switch it. because then the buttons have to send out a different signal than they would normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And how big is the remote control going to be? I'll tell you why that's important to me. There are a lot of technical parts in remote control, so that's why I also like to say go a little bit easy on the designs, as you're talking about beams and about video screens, but the material inside and the technical aspects are quite complex already.
Mm-hmm.
So keep in mind that everything that you keep, think of, it has to be built. So it's that's not as easy as it might look like. Material study, I'm working on that for the costs. I have to check out how far I can go with that. Normally a circuit board is made of fiberglass and the wires are made of copper. That is how it is done, and all remote controls work that way. I think we can just go on with that. Then I've read the more integration of materials means less cost of production. The more we can make at once in one piece, that is cheaper.
Integrate them all into the circuit board.
Exactly. So if we make a circuit board with the connections already on it, then that's cheaper.
Yeah.
So we have to make something that's not too difficult in design again. This is what it looks like if you press one button. So this is not the entire thing. You have the power coming in, and you have like a switch. If you press it, then some electrical charge goes into the processor that thinks of a Morse code. That's how you should see it. The Morse code goes to the amplifier, then the signal is sent to two light bulbs. You have infrared and a line indication light that you know that it's functioning. Here again, that's my story about the different modes. If you want to make the mode universal, then the processor has to make up a different Morse code when some button is pressed. That makes it much more complex, so we really need to have a look, do we want that or not. I don't have any personal preferences so far, except for the materials to be used, light.
Okay.
That's
it?
Yeah.
We'll get back to my thing then. So I got some new information on the project specifications that are changing a little. Like you said, TEDx is not very popular anymore because the internet, people don't use TEDx anymore, or hardly. So we can either, well, I don't think we should remove the button because there are always people who are using it,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think it should be one of the big buttons, for example. Just put it somewhere or under a second option or whatever. It's not important anymore. We're targeting young people now because this is a new product, and with this new product we want to appeal to younger people, which are younger people we define under 40. So I think it's also good with fashion and everything. So
yeah, and they want to pay for it.
They want to pay for it. People are willing to spend money actually to buy a remote that they like. They like
more
the way it looks, the way it functions, so they're actually going to spend money on it.
We're with more technical specifications.
Yeah,
no.
Of course, we're seeing how far we can go with that anyway. So,
yeah.
And one thing that should be important is that the corporate color and slogan are recognizable, which is apparently black and yellow, but I'm not sure if I think we should keep the logo in mind, because with colors you can have a lot of fashionable colors and everything on it, which suits everybody's taste. So with that concept, I started thinking, so why not just steal Nokia's idea? Just make changeable covers for your, I mean, those cost hardly anything, I think, and people could even spend extra money on buying a cover instead of an entire new remote control that they'd like to see. Or we could make a different, a basic design and sell the cover separately, for example. So it's a little marketing idea that could be applied, so it appeals to really everyone. So you don't have to, I think you don't have to make entire remote controls, make a basic one and manufacture the cover separately. So that was my idea on what we could do to appeal this product to everyone. So, just not sure if you came up with anything in the meantime after making your presentation that you'd like to share.
Well, I think this is a good idea.
Okay.
Is it manageable?
Yeah.
Is it easy?
With an LCD screen?
Oh yeah, I think we should lose the LCD screen.
Why?
Like,
yes.
For example, it's huge. I think the LCD screen is huge. consumes batteries like hell. I think it takes up a lot of power.
And it costs too much to fabricate.
A lot.
So, okay,
what we
time
could do,
here.
What could be possible is maybe, not an LCD screen with a preview, but I'm not sure if it's even possible, but for example, a little TV guide. Like you have a little, just a text only, non-color, just a little text thing so you can use your remote as a TV guide. I'm not sure if it's even possible.
I have to check out
maybe
the
thing.
Yeah.
To find a little compromise in that.
Yeah.
I've never done. I think the beat is very simple thing to implement. Just make a button on your TV and just hit the button and beat somewhere.
Yeah.
I think it's easy to implement. It should
go
well.
Where do you want to hit? You want a button on television?
I think. Yeah. I mean, where else should you put it?
Okay. But that rules out a universal remote control. Where's that?
Yeah, but how are you going to use that if you're, I mean, if your remote control is lost? How are you going to press? Where are you going to press the button?
Maybe just a slap-on sticker with a button, which sends out a
slap-on sticker. Oh, you mean like a separate thing you can attach to your TV? Yeah, that could be possible. Little box you can attach to your TV. Okay.
I'd like to know now if we want a universal remote control or not, because that's
I
think I'm going to do.
I think we should go for universal because apparently we're a separate company making a separate remote control to sell to diverse people. I think universal remote controls would be possible.
Okay.
Everyone wants to buy it. So.
Yeah, I think we're targeting everyone.
Sure.
Also,
I repeat that
it's okay, universal is good. Speech recognition, I think it's very hard because we're selling across multiple countries. So I think implementing speech recognition is such a small one apprentice is very hard to do.
Well, when you say one, two, with the
see Arabian people speaking one, two, or whatever.
Besides that, the technology isn't really super yet, so that is a problem.
Not mature technology, I think it takes a lot of memory and everything in remote control.
It's a good idea, but it's just not, I don't think the market's right for that yet.
I don't think it should be implemented in remote control yet.
Yeah.
What else do we have? We should look into the materials that are a little durable, so the symbols won't fade. Maybe a little harder plastic, or especially maybe we have to do all the buttons, especially the ones that are popular buttons. So those always fade first.
I think it's the most important thing that we have now.
Let's see.
If we make remote control with changeable covers, then we can also make a cover for every language area. That's especially for older people, that they can read.
Well, we're not targeting older people. Remember that. Everything we target is under 40, so
okay.
You assume that they read correctly. And I think the most important thing about young people is that they're really sensitive to trends that are passing through the world. So.
But should the exchangeable covers include the buttons themselves, or just?
No, I think it's just something you put over them. Okay. We could, that's not even a bad idea. I mean, for example, if you're into the durability issue, you could, for example, if your buttons are faded after, I mean, if you make a durable remote, they are faded, you can just buy a new cover.
Okay.
I'm not sure it's hard to make.
The buttons are like a remote telephone on one sleeve, so you don't have to change your whole cover. You can make something that you can only remove the sleeve.
One piece of rubber.
Yeah,
that's right. Something you have to look into. Either change both the buttons and the cover, or just the cover. I'm not sure which is easier. Anyway, is this what we're going to do after? Just lunch break and more individual work after that. So let's see where we see. So you have to come up with the components concept. She doesn't trend watching because even if we're going to do those covers and everything, what people really want, that's what we need to know in this phase, because it's going to be the essential final design we're going to come up with. I think using the phrase is pretty obvious. It should be very intuitive. It should speak for itself. For example, I bought a remote control last week for the TV. It was like old buttons and you have no idea what it does. I'm a total TV noob anyway. So I think it should have less or very little buttons and maybe a second level menu for the appliance. So maybe just stick them under a menu. Like you said, the sound options and the surround or whatever. The more complicated, just stick them under one menu and give it a put it in a software piece, a menu, and select everything you want and set on your computer.
Is it technically possible to send a signal to the television and then pops up a menu, because we're working with different types of television? So we're going to go like
that.
That
is true.
I don't think so.
That is true.
I don't think so. Because the television needs to respond to
Yeah, that's
it,
true.
It doesn't know
Inbuilt menu, isn't it? Yes.
Exactly.
So basically we
I'm not sure if it's impossible, but there's a chance it's not, so.
Or we could use a double sided for less user functions.
A double sided remote control?
Yeah.
I don't think that's useful.
With a cover. It's basically an idea to overcome these issues, because
Yeah, but then you're gonna have a lot of wasted buttons. For example, you have a Sony TV, the half of the buttons won't function if you have a or Sony
No,
that
but basic
for
functions,
those TVs.
but functions which are not frequently used.
I
Because
don't think
if we
we
use
should, yeah.
a universal remote control, we're going to have most buttons on it, so
I'm not sure, yeah, for you have to make a little decision between the part if you want a universal remote control that it should do what people usually do with their TVs, not the very complicated settings that they can usually do that with either old remote control that they really hate that thing, but you cannot take into consideration all the different brands of TVs. I think there is a standard, for example, between because usually the menu is the menu button is usable between different brands, especially the big ones, the big brands. So, I have a universal remote control and can use the menu button, so I think I'm not sure if you can put some research into that, if it's possible. I think just the navigation is very basic.
But I think there must be a way to invoke the more complicated functions of the television. For instance, if your old remote control is broken and you buy ours, then you should be able to get everything out of the television that's dead.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
Otherwise,
so
you can
use
functions
we need
by
to push research into that if we can open the menu. I think it's possible.
Okay.
So it helps. Yeah, that can do everything, I suppose, because usually the TVs have that inside their little piece of software, so it's okay.
I think that our remote control should not look like any other. For instance, Sony makes all their remote controls exactly the same for all other devices, and you'll always grab the wrong one because the format of the buttons is exactly the same, or the labels of it.
I think it should be a little distinct from everything else, because it's either it's both
yeah,
kind of maybe the shape can be a little different. Maybe it's a little more curved or whatever.
I'll put some on paper and present them next time.
Yeah.
The ideas for that.
Because I don't know. Not sure what. Since we have 40 minutes, I'm not sure how much time we have left for the meeting anyway. So.
I heard a beep.
Yeah, but it wasn't me. It was something. So, anyway, but yeah, we could do some work now on the design, for example. I mean, what do you want? Do you want on a triangle
yeah,
thing?
Would you like some curves or?
Yeah, maybe something like this. With a little smooth inside. So you have the transmitter here, for example.
Yeah.
Let's see that you. What would be handy? I think that the button should be the channel button should be on their own. That's one. God damn it.
Oh, we get the general ideas here.
Yeah. Okay. Another one here. Let's see what. I think these are always on top of the control, so they should be here.
Yeah, and since you're holding it like this, I suggest you put the
like
channel up,
yeah.
channel down, and volume.
Yeah, just take it.
So you have the up channel, down channel. The volume, do we want that horizontal or vertical?
You take triangles or?
That's fine.
I think
this is basically what people are accustomed to, so.
Maybe we should make them bigger or whatever.
Yeah, but this is just a.
Yeah.
General idea. Maybe the menu button can go
In the middle.
In the middle.
Usually not there.
Well.
Perhaps you should also make something like a flash on it if it's lost for people that are deaf. They won't hear the beep.
Yeah, but for example, if it's lost in your armchair,
you won't be able
flash.
To find it.
And flash takes up a lot of batteries again.
Yeah, that's true, but it's only has to do so when you press the button that it's lost.
Yeah.
We could make a combination that it goes beep and that some lights up.
Yeah, I thought about it for deaf people, for example. So we could do that. Let's see.
So we have the basic channels we've got here. The power button.
Oh yeah, that's
somewhere
true.
Over here.
it should be central. You shouldn't be, you shouldn't press it by accident, but it shouldn't be stacked away somewhere.
I usually press it on top. At least that's what I'm accustomed to.
Yeah. Like, that's gonna work.
What would you like to raise?
Yeah, I thought maybe we should move the buttons down and put it here, for example, too.
You always read from the top to the bottom.
Top to bottom, yeah, that's true. You should, I think the power button should be on top. That's the first thing you do. Turn it on. So power button on top.
Okay, mute button. Is that somewhere here?
I think it should be at the bottom somewhere.
Is that used often?
Sorry?
The mute button? Do people use that? Cause I'm pretty much accustomed to it right over here, at least in general, but.
I don't think it's important, you mean, but I think it.
It's not that important, no.
I think it should be, it could put it somewhere here.
Or with the volume selection.
No, because, yeah, people are accustomed to it.
Not at top, but around the volume selection.
Can I have that?
Sure.
Take this out here, see. Are we gonna take triangles anyway? I'm drawing triangles, but.
That's pretty much what people are accustomed to, aren't they?
Yeah, it's maybe a bigger, lesser than thing. So anyway, I think this should be the channels and.
Well, I'm accustomed to the channels being.
Here, okay.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, should be channel, okay, we'll go this to channel. Up and down.
Shall we also look if it's possible to make a rechargeable remote? That you don't have to.
Yeah.
Well, that is, it's on one part, it's a good thing to recharge it. Maybe should, what could be possible is one with rechargeable batteries, for example. You have, just put pen light batteries that are rechargeable. Because
Isn't that expensive in
It's very annoying. I'm not sure yet, I'm not sure if it's expensive, but just take a look at it, because it might be a very good idea. Because if it's useful to have it rechargeable, but at the same time, if you don't want to recharge, if you forgot to recharge it, and you want to watch TV now, you want to be able to put different batteries in to use it now and not in half an hour.
Okay, now you could make a device, but I'm not sure how that is possible with the cost that you can put in
more
batteries rechargeable. But
I think I have a nice idea.
The remote also can act as a charger, so then you can choose, have every decision. You know what I mean?
Not
you can put in normal pen lights, rechargeable pen lights, but they can also be recharged with the remote.
Yeah. I think it's a pretty good idea to have like sort of maybe a base station that you put on the TV. It could be flat, you could insert your remote into it.
But I think that would cost a lot. A
I'm
normal
not sure.
wire would be better, like a PDA, a handheld. You can just put it in the electricity and it charges itself.
Well, we were talking about the fact that we wanted to insert either a beep or a flash. Into the thing with a little separate signaler, so you could put that on a TV, for example. It could be very flat. It could be very small. It's a very small. Yeah, I'm drawing it big now, but so you can put your remote on flat, for example. And at the back side of your remote, just a little hole. For example, you just put it on and it recharges. For example, I don't think it's.
But
very
again,
expensive.
Isn't that too expensive? Because that means that
sure
we have to implement rechargeable batteries.
That's what you buy yourself.
I want to try to find out. I'm not sure if there's information.
It's just an idea. We have to find out if it's possible.
Do people actually want that?
Yeah.
To
they
pay
want
extra
to pay for it.
They want,
they want to
they
pay
want
for
to
rechargeable.
I'm not sure. You should find out if it's if rechargeable is important.
That was not asked. Yes.
Yeah.
These are comfort issues. So I think people will pay. They wanted to pay for comfort.
Well, they want to pay for comfort, which is just we could either make a separate station which just sends the signal. To the remote control to either beep or flash to find it. And yeah, we have to either that or make it integrated with the docking station.
I think this is a brilliant product. I would buy it myself.
I think it would be good, actually. I like the beep part anyway. So let's go
I
to
like
the
covers. That's a brilliant idea.
Can we save
covers
this or
covers is good. Yeah, it's we can save this. Up and save. We even saved the end and everything, so. Okay. So what do we have here? I think you have to do a lot of work on if it's possible for the cost.
I hope if I have information about
maybe
it.
Maybe you can find out what people are willing to pay. We are going for €24 sales price, but just try to find out what they're willing to pay for, because
yeah.
if they're willing to pay more, we could lose a little profit and maybe attract more customers, and we just have to see what that looks like.
I would like to make a decision model, what it costs and what kind of materials. Like we can choose what we want.
Yeah,
to
if you have some financial information, that
exactly.
that'd be nice. So, could you post some other essentials of what people want so that I can work with some buttons, where to put it?
Yeah.
Mm.
You seem to have information on that. I'd like to see some of it.
Was it not possible to send emails around the office?
No, it wasn't.
No,
it wasn't. It was possible, not allowed. So, so that's on the mind. I'm not sure that you're allowed to share documents on,
yes,
the, on the draft.
So,
I don't care.
Oh,
I haven't heard any
presentation okay.
yet. So.
I have the.
Well, I have your PowerPoint presentation. I can get some information out of that.
Yeah, I have the homepage of our.
Yeah,
here's my.
I include the new one.
Oh, where would we?
Here's my marketing report. Maybe we can look at
that.
Where would we want the teletext button? Because we decided that it's not that important. Do we put it somewhere over here?
Yeah, just increase it a little because.
And what people.
Well, maybe this is something for the next meeting.
I
can draw it some.
Yeah, draw us up some designs.
I have another thing.
Just keep in mind that the important button should be on top.
Yeah.
And if it makes sense.
Well, we have decided more or less the basic structure. I can put the other buttons
just
in.
Play a little with this. Put shift a little up or down, and we'll see what looks best.
What did you want to say?
Or just post your designs from time to time on the
Maybe another idea.
The remote controls are always lost, but it's also for people, they want to learn it fast, not that they want to.
So we don't want to, we want very little buttons, just the buttons you use a lot.
It's easy to learn.
Yeah, it should cover all the functions, so possibly just an idea that
we
popped in.
What people do, so people change channels, people, they change the volume, and they change channels, they turn TV off and on. For example, that's the basic. That's what you do. I'm not sure if we present that again, but those are the basic things that people are using for. So those should be very well represented.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
but we could go a step further because some TVs have the possibility to adjust brightness, that kind of menus.
That's true, but that's what we stick under the menu button. Everything is usually
yes,
in every TV that's configured under the menu.
But
because we're making.
It needs to be configured in a television.
Yeah,
but if it isn't, then we cannot reach it.
We need to adjust to the
most modern TVs
technology.
Have it in their menu.
True.
Isn't there a possibility to do research on that? We know that for sure. If you rule out functions, then and that gets known, then people are not going to buy it. Then the consumer bond or something says you cannot do this and that.
If that
commercial.
Well, we'll see what we can come up with.
Another thing I want to say is that we are looking at the market for. Age younger than 40.
Yes.
On my report, I didn't show it in my presentation because my computer pressed. They want to pay for an LCD screening and speech recognition.
What?
So
did I really say it like that?
Yeah.
Those two things.
Yeah. And
did I realize how much that costs?
That's
not
enough.
Well, we're not going to be able to sell it for 25 then.
LCD
screen.
No,
that's
even if we have
this
last unit, then we cannot do it for that price.
Well, the interesting features, not really the LCD. I mean, would you pay for a speech recognition remote control?
Not sure.
So, we can.
Speech recognition is.
We can look at the possibilities for an LCD.
Yeah, just look at the possibilities, because if apparently it's what people want. It's supposed to be a luxurious remote. Maybe it's not even that expensive. Or find a compromise, maybe just black and white,
or
some extra information.
I doubt it.
But I really need finance information.
Me too. We
all
do.
I
think it's something we should put into consideration. Apparently it's what people want, so we should see if what it costs if it's possible.
Yeah,
we should do a little thing about the design because it looks boring really to me. Even if you put a different cover on it, it looks still looks
color.
So.
Maybe.
And the design, it should differ. This is like Philips, huh?
Philips has this, I have no clue.
Well, I had basically
something would fit into your hand easily.
Something like this, to make it kind of futuristic.
Oh, I realize if we make it small, then it needs to be a little thicker. Because I need to put all the electronic after it.
Sorry?
If we make it smaller, less wide,
yeah.
Then we need to make it a little thicker. Because I have to put all the electronics
okay.
in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have
okay.
to. Just keep in mind it shouldn't be too heavy. Maybe we can stick it in there, I think.
So
yeah, even if in the worst case, you can even give me the pen back.
Yeah,
sure. So, let's say people would want an LCD thing. Let's take the basic design again, what we what came up with. I'll just make it a little bigger now. So, transmitter here. Anyway, we could, let's say we have an LCD screen. People want an LCD screen. So then we should probably put it here. It doesn't have to be really big, but just has to be there. I think it's a good place. People don't.
If you're reading from top to bottom, I think it's better to put it at the top.
It's not better. It's not the most important function. It's just
no.
an extra thing. It just you press the buttons on top because
but
your finger is on top.
If you are going to put a LCD on it, I think it's very important to use it because use it.
How can you use an LCD screen?
But nay, the function of it. So you can use it maximum because it's a lot. It costs a lot. So
yeah, why? I'm
now
sure.
it's pretty much tucked away in your hand.
If you press a button, you can see it, right? I'm not sure. I'm trying to imagine myself what it would look like.
I personally would prefer it on the top.
You would prefer
yeah.
it? Okay. So we have three people saying it should be on top. Okay, but then you would have to stack away your buttons somewhere else. Anyways.
It's expensive to build it, so.
Oh, this
I'm still not convinced
the
of the.
About the LCD thing.
Yeah.
Well, if it's possible, if it's not too expensive, we should include it because
yeah.
it's cool.
We should just try to make out if it's possible. If it is possible, we should really do it. But we need other information. Also, keep in mind again, the LCD screen is very flat, but it needs transistors, resistors, I don't know what more, and that needs space. So I'll have to look at that.
Yeah.
So basically, what we have to decide now is what goes on top. Do we put the volume control and the channel control here, or do we put it on here? Would we like
in
to press it in the middle?
Or something that has it on the bottom, maybe in a circle, for example, like in this example. I think this is not good. We could make circular buttons, for example.
Yes, but we do agree that we keep this at the center because it's basically
yeah.
the most important.
I think the channel button should be in the center.
Yeah.
Channel button should be stick together, for example, here in this section. It's
well, that would make them quite small.
We're not sure
or
about the size
put
anyway.
Them
it's
here.
Just a general design. You can make it as big as you want. For example, if
yes,
you take
but a big remote control is probably not something which people
no,
would like.
Let's see. For example,
if you have a space issue, we can also lose one battery. It is rechargeable, so we can stick with one.
Yeah.
Of
I think if we even use an LCD screen, we need two, definitely.
Yeah, but if we need two batteries and an LCD screen, that means enough space.
Yeah,
well
we'll have to see what the size is. The LCD doesn't have to need doesn't
yeah.
need to be very big.
No, but the things behind it, they need space.
Let's see.
Like a
meeting now.
Finish meeting now. Okay, well.
So would
so
we like this or would we like the?
We have to decide what people want. Either this one. This could be the luxurious one. So we have channel buttons here. I'm just drawing something. I think this would look cool. You could have, like, for example, small buttons here for some extra functions. So if your basic functions here. Which is, like we decided before, programs up and down. And volume here.
And then what about speech recognition?
You could just, no, I'm not
yeah.
sure if you could do that, but
yeah,
you could
but
put a microphone in here, for example.
Or an LCD or in a speech. I think it's LCD is better.
Just to do research into both, what it costs and what it
yeah.
takes for space.
Yeah.
But let's cut the meeting for now.
One more thing I'd like to say, let's give this a name, and not like some value serial number that no one understands. Like,
oh,
of course.
Okay.
Are you trying to think about a name?